I was concerned that it wouldn't go this way. If you hadn't been so deliciously stubborn, I would have opened up that pretty little throat in moments. It certainly wore down. Look at you now. A bold champion of the realm, kneeling in front of my throne, about to offer his undying loyalty to me. Did I talk you into it, or did you just need me so much? I'm flattered either way. You spent a lot of time on your knees before, didn't you? Supplications, prayers for atonement, nonsense like that. I do like how it's conditioned you, however. Normally, I like a little more independence in my champions, but a pliant, loyal knight will serve me far better than an opportunist. If you ever turn from me, you'll wish I gutted you when we met. I doubt that will ever happen, will it? Good boy. Now, I have rules for those in my service. You may lie with anyone you wish, but your heart belongs only to me. Few mortals will compare, but you will have the freedom to explore. In fact, you will. Bring me an acceptable maiden, and I may share her with you. I expect nothing less than absolute obedience. I don't care if a shred of conscience reasserts itself. If I tell you to do something, you do it. You are used to acting in someone else's name. From now on, it's mine. Are you ready to begin? I want to hear you swear your devotion to me. Abandon your old self, your order, your faith. Offer yourself to me, mind, body, and soul. Good. Now we can get that oath-breaking mouth between my thighs. You've earned it. Gently. Just like that. Worship me. Explore me with your tongue. Listen, and don't even think about interrupting. Don't stop licking. Just let my words wash over you. It's actually rather lonely like this. Most of my followers try to court my favor, either for boons or to try to stick a knife in my back. Making an example of the latter is entertaining, but I never feel appreciated. You, on the other hand, knelt out of gratitude. A few words was all it took. My prior consort thought he could usurp me. I'd figured he would, but he was entertaining enough, and I didn't view him as a serious threat. The lack of originality, though, it was just insulting. Did he honestly think that I'd sleep unguarded? Ugh, I'd let him get within a few inches of me before I did anything. Ugh, remember how I overwhelmed your will? It was a lot less gentle with him. I'm getting worked up just thinking about it. Slow down your tongue. I don't want to finish yet. I considered simply running him through there and then. It would have been fair, a dull punishment for a dull attempt, and instead I decided to try something new. There's a spell I found once, used generally for sex, that heightened stimulus. I had tried it for myself when I was much younger, and the memory still makes my knees shake. I couldn't get up for hours. I digress, though. I brought him to my central courtyard, still docile, but fully conscious. I made sure to have an audience for what I was about to do next. Can you see where I'm going? I'm sure you did things like this as penitence, but maybe even inflicted them yourself? Remind me to rip that from your memories later. I'm curious. Keep looking. I didn't want to kill him. Not yet. I was gentler than I usually am, although certainly not kind. He fainted a few times, even from a single scratch. It took a simple caress to revive him in the end. Even through the mess he was, I unshackled his wrists and told him that he would be forgiven if he did one simple thing. He sputtered out something. I don't think he had much of a tongue left. I had him tear his own heart out. There was a little bit of life left in him, and he watched as I ate it. I'd always wanted to do that, and seeing the fear was almost painfully... It was quite a show. Blood running down my chin, staining my hands, pooling between my breasts. It was wonderful. Like Carter. I think I choked on it for a moment. But I didn't care. I made an example, and it was. Keep looking. Right there. Keep looking. That was good. You were definitely worth keeping. Your loyalty is gratifying. I've always wanted a consort I can trust. I hope you trust me. Stand up and kiss me. I'd never do anything like that to you. Getting bloodstains out of these outfits is nowhere near as satisfying as getting them in.